News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Ride-sharing businesses trying to make a dent in Illinois faced opposition before getting temporary reprieves from the governor. Fox News Network's Jeff Flock has more on that story.
The taxi lobby is big in Illinois and politically well-connected, and the Democratic-controlled state legislature passed two tough, what some called anti-ride-sharing bills. They would require hefty liability insurance, make dispatchers liable for rideshare accidents, and allow insurance companies to deny personal coverage for rideshare use. But Democrat Governor Pat Quinn vetoed the bills, saying they'd stifle innovation. Quinn is facing a Republican challenger who has championed the cause of Uber and other rideshare services. Quinn trailed in the latest poll by 13 points. The legislature may try to override the governor's veto. But for now, it's a big win for Uber. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News Radio.
And you'll want to keep an eye on that. We've seen services like Uber trying to get started in Madison and Milwaukee and Minneapolis. A different way of taking care of crosstown rides. Paul Ryan's new book, not flying off the shelves, but its publisher is not complaining so far. CNN said The Way Forward sold just under 6,300 copies in its first week of publication. That's according to Nielsen BookScan, which tallies about 85% of all retail book sales, not including pre-orders and e-books. Ryan is the House budget chair from Janesville. He did not sell as many books in the last week as two others from conservative authors, One Nation by Ben Carson and America by Dinesh D'Souza, both of which have been out much longer. Israeli authorities are confirming to Fox News the body found in the woods near Jerusalem is that of an American man. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams has more.
They've called off the search for 23-year-old Aaron Sofer, and now Israeli officials are trying to figure out how and why he died. Israeli police sources tell Fox News the body was found not far from where the New Jersey man disappeared last week. Sofer was an ultra-Orthodox Jewish man in Israel for religious studies and went missing while hiking with a friend outside the Israeli capital. His parents came to Israel to assist with the search. Police sources also tell Fox News there were no signs of violence on the body. Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
An apparent national effort to extort money from CVS pharmacies has come to Northwest Wisconsin. Media reports say CVS outlets across the country have been targeted with false bomb threats to try to get money from the chain. In Superior, police were called to a bomb threat at that city's CVS at around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The store was closed for a short time while officers checked the building. They found nothing suspicious. Local leaders say a proposed casino will be a badly needed shot in the arm for southeastern Wisconsin's economy, as Bob Hagg reports.
Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman pushing Governor Scott Walker to approve a Menominee Hard Rock Casino in his city.
We've got a lot of people who haven't worked steadily in the construction trades. Can you imagine a project the size of $800 million over a five-year build-out?
Bosman says that would provide hundreds of needed jobs. Keith Kember with the Southeastern Wisconsin Building and Construction Trades Council says those occupations have yet to fully recover.
They've gone to work in other industries. They're working part-time. They're just trying to get by.
Walker's administration still negotiating with the Menominee and the Potawatomi tribe, which opposes the project. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
UW-Platteville will hold a grand reopening tomorrow after a tornado whipped through the campus June 16th. University System President Ray Cross will join the Chancellor, Dennis Shields, at a news conference and ceremony on the rear patio of the Engineering Hall. The campus received an estimated $10 million in damage when a twister with 120-mile-an-hour winds tore up much of the campus. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Mike Brundling tonight. Periods of rain and storms, heavy rain likely at a low of 59. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms Friday, a high of 75. Then Friday night, thunderstorms still likely and a low of 61. Your Saturday, a good chance of rain and storms in the morning, but we'll have gradual diminishing rain in the afternoon, still staying cloudy and a high of 76. Partly sunny and nice Sunday. Look for a high of 79. The rain might be back on Labor Day Monday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.